Love seats, recliners, sofas, and couches. Whether you're watching a game, hanging out with family, or just reading a book, we all use them every day. Well, today we're going to learn how FlexSteel Industries has been making these quality products for over 100 years. So come out with me as we go inside on this episode of Made in Riverside. We're here in the heart of FlexSteel Industries, where all the magic takes place. Home furnishings right here in Riverside, California. I'm here with plant manager David Revere, who's going to give us a tour today. David, thanks for having us today.
Welcome. Welcome to FlexSteel.
Appreciate it. Before we begin, can you give us a little history about FlexSteel Industries?
Sure. FlexSteel's been around for over 118 years, manufacturing home furnishings. Since then, it's expanded to recreational vehicle furnishings, some home office and bedroom furnishings as well.
So this is where it all starts, right here.
This is where it all starts, right here.
So give us a description of what we have here.
What you're seeing in front of you right here, Greg, is this is one of our cutting systems that we use to be able to cut the fabrics that are going to be used in our process to upholster the furniture that we make for our customers. This machinery here that you see is called our multiply cutter, which allows us to cut anywhere from 1 to 20 pieces of furniture at the same time. What we're cutting here is going to be sofas, love seats, chairs, ottomans, recliners, home theater furnitures as well. As well, we also cut some recreational vehicle furniture off these machines. What it's sealed up is because it works off a vacuum system, so the machine that's to my left over here keeps everything nice and tight with the plastic. As the blade comes through, it's able to cut so that we have precise cutting from the top layer all the way down to the bottom layer. And the table has bristles which allow that blade to cut past all the fabric that's on top of it. What would happen here, this is the next stage. After it's been cut, we have our dispatchers that will come in, bundlers, and actually pick up all these pieces. The operator will mark on the plastic what part number that is. So then she will take all of those part numbers, put them together in buckets right behind us, and go down to our dispatch operation.
Now what happens with the scraps? What do you do with those?
We recycle virtually everything we have here. All of our fabrics are now being recycled, our plastic, our paper, our cardboard. We have a recycling program here that we work with local vendors to be able to get. Instead of sending that to the landfill, we're sending that to our recycling centers.
So you're staying Green Riverside?
We're staying green.
Green Riverside.
This is kind of the same operation. This is what we call our single ply cutter. The difference between this machine and the machine we saw earlier is this will only cut one job at a time. The advantage of this machine is that it gives us a more precise cut to ensure the quality for our customer. Our match points will be more exact, so when you're looking at your furniture, everything will be lined up perfectly.
Yeah, talk about match points. Now, you just explained that to me. You have a flower, you want to make sure they all line up.
If you're standing in front of your furniture and you have a center point of a flower, you want that in the center of your back, you want that in the center of your cushion, you want that in the center of your seat. If you cut it as a solid, it might be random throughout the entire piece. What this machine will do for us is it will identify that center and put it exactly in the center of every spot on that furniture.
Now, is this cutting one layer of material at a time, or can it cut multiple layers?
This will only cut one layer at a time. So it runs a little faster because it is cutting one at a time, but again, it gives us a more exact cut on all of our plaids, our stripes, and our florals that we provide to our customers.
And how long is the blade that cuts through here?
This blade here is a very small blade. It's about a quarter size blade, and it's a round blade, so it rotates off of a rotating tool that cuts throughout the table itself. This operation here is called our dispatch operation. And what our operator will do here is that she will staple and identify every piece of fabric that has been cut so that we can track that through the next process, which is our sewing department.
So she's taking all these pieces and just stapling the tag onto it?
Correct.
Can I staple one? Can I?
Sure, Fizzleball got one ready for your staple.
Can I borrow your stapler?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, what am I stapling on here?
You have to rip off this ticket and then put it like right here.
I'm good. I'm going to get a job right here.
You're ready to go.
The next phase in our operation is our sewing department. And our sewing department has many different operations. We have flat sewing, then we have our specialty sewing machines, which one of them is this one here, does our French seaming machine, which gives you that nice baseball stitch look on your leather or fabric jobs. And we also combine the color of the thread with the color material so that it gives a very nice finish to our customers. All of our sewers have what we call a primary function and a secondary function. Primary function because they continuously sew the same thing, either seats, backs, arms, cushions, so we get quality sewing each time. but they have a secondary function. So if at that particular day there's less of that work, they can continue working on some other product. We have flat sewing, which is basically just a straight sew where two pieces come together. We have pucker machines, which will give you that gathered look. We have the baseball stitch, sewing machine, French seaming. With this machine, we can do double needle or a single needle seam on that look, depending on what was designed for that particular style and sofa. We also have boxing machines, which makes that boxing that goes around your cushions, mm-hmm. and it sews the welt inside at the same time. So you have a nice, crisp, finished look when you're looking at your cushions.
So each one of these women are specialized in a particular stitch?
Correct.
Now, do they rotate, or do they, that's their stitch, and that's what they're going to do?
No, they stay at that particular station. There are a few that will rotate because of the volume of work. They may do a secondary job, but that's their particular stitch, and that's what they're going to be doing most of that day. Once the sewers are done with their work, then it comes through the conveyor system up to this area, which is our inspection area. Our inspectors here will look at all the stitching, making sure that all the parts were sewn exactly how they should have been sewn, and that the stitches per inch were also exact.
So she's inspecting every piece of article that comes through here?
Every piece of fabric that is sewn comes to her. She'll inspect it, she'll get it prepped, fold it up, and then it goes to the next operation, which then will be bundled, ready for the line to actually upholster on a frame.
Well, let's go take a look at that next operation.
Let's go.
All right. All right, so I smell wood. What's happening right now?
Wood, we're in our frame area, and what we have here is all of our frame parts come in on a daily basis from a local vendor, cut to our specifications based on the furniture we have designed. So we assemble the parts here, and then we prep them, get them ready for the assembly process itself. Once it's done here, then we go on to the actual upholstery of the product that we're going to be looking at.
Now, what type of wood is this? You're talking, it's a plywood, it's a mixture, what?
This is a mixture of hardwood plywood. This is a 7-ply wood. The layers are cross-laid, so it adds strength and integrity into the product itself.
What's the difference between one that's not so quality versus what Flexsteel makes?
Well, there's lesser grade wood that's used, there's lesser grade materials, lesser grade products that are put together in some of the other furniture that's out there. We've gone through a lot of testing through a lot of universities throughout the United States, actually, to test the integrity of the materials that we're using to be able to ensure that the final product is going to hold up to the standards that we expect it to hold up to.
And how many pieces of furniture a day, a week, are we talking about comes here?
Out of this facility right now, we're averaging about 150 pieces of furniture on a daily basis.
150
pieces. Yours is down at the end of the line.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it, too, at least.
And this is where Flexsteel gets its name.
Wait, Flexsteel. So I thought that was the name of the company.
No. That's the actual name of the unit that we have built our reputation on. It's a patented blue steel flex unit, which gives a lifelong comfort and support to our customers. Other manufacturers will use webbing or springs on their seating units. We use this patented unit here.
So going back to quality, this is really what makes Flexsteel stand out, is this right here.
This is it right here. This powder coated unit.
So when I sit on that, I'm good to go.
You're good. You're ready for a long nap or a nice sit on your couch.
I could use a nap right now.
So what our gentleman is doing here is he's preparing this unit onto the frame. Once he's done this, he'll cover it with a white material to give it a nice background, because we don't cover the bottom of our frames. If you look at a Flexsteel piece of furniture, you can flip it over and see the actual construction of that product, so you know what you're getting. Other manufacturers will put a gray cover or a black cover to kind of cover up what's in there. We leave it open and exposed.
We want people to see it.
We want people to see the quality they're getting. Yeah. Once he's done with this, then it goes on next operation. We actually start upholstering the fabric and the foam onto the job itself.
And so the Flexsteel is in every piece of furniture that you manufacture?
Yes, sir. Well, now we're actually in our upholstery process here. And the first part in our process is a seat maker. And that's what Miguel's doing here, is he's attaching the seat to the actual frame. Once he's done attaching the seat, then we move on to the next part of the operation, which is our arm makers. So what he's doing here is he's starting to install the arms on this, or upholster the arms onto the frame. Again, there's a lot of tailoring. On some of these we have pleats, some are just a sock arm, what we call a sock arm, just pulls over. The trim operation is where the upholster has now finished the job by putting the out arm, the out backs, the legs, and finishing out the bottom of the job itself. Then the next step in the operation is it just comes off the conveyor here and it goes into our inspection department. You know, sometimes we get a call from a customer saying, hey, I took my jackets and I washed them with my cushions and I can't get the foam back in there.
I've done it before.
This is why. We have a machine that does it for us. What the machine does, will compress that foam, allows the operator to slide the jacket over, and then a push rod will push that foam into the jacket itself.
So me stuffing it in there is not going to work.
It's doable, but you're gonna lose some weight doing it, because you're gonna be sweating quite a bit.
All right, so I've got some fiber in my hand. What's happening now?
This operation here is called our blow fiber operation. And what this piece of machinery does, it takes the fiber from this raw state, goes through a series of pickers, and opens it up into this state that you see here. The operator then will fill the different pillows, backs, and cushions with a specified amount of fiber so that we have the right fill for that job.
And so how does she know how much fiber is supposed to go in?
We have specifications, or she has a book over there. Everything's logged in as to how much fiber each job will take. We have a scale right on the table itself, so she's able to look and make sure she has the right amount of fiber for those jobs.
So the scale tells her more or less fiber?
Correct. So she'll know if she has to put more in there or if she has to take some out just to get the right feel, which is important because if you're sitting in your sofa and you have three backs, you want to make sure that every single back feels the same when you're sitting.
Don't want a lumpy sofa.
Don't want a lumpy sofa.
Well, the end product right here, right?
This is the end product. We're now in the inspection area. Once it comes off, we have what's called a cushion carrier. And that person will come and put all the cushions, the backs, the pillows that will accompany that piece. If you recall, at the very beginning of the process, we were identifying each piece of fabric. That's why it's important. That way we make sure that we have a consistent dye lot and we have quality product that's coming off the line. All these have numbers that will correspond to every piece of fabric here so that everything that we cut at the very beginning of the process matches up at the very end of the process. Our inspectors then will go through the piece, make sure it's ready to pass our inspection process. We tag it, send it on to packing, and ship it out to our customers.
And these were done within a week's time?
No, these were all done just this morning.
All these were done this morning?
That's correct. These were all just done this morning and going through the process.
Okay. So here we are. This is comfortable right here, I have to admit. This is nice. So this is the final product that goes out. You were saying that FlexSteel ships to countries all over the world, right?
FlexSteel is a global company. We ship to product all over the world. From this facility, we've shipped to Israel, to Australia, to Canada, to Indonesia, just all over the world. And this is one of our latest models that I thought you might enjoy.
Yeah,
I'm not sure we're going to get you out of here after this.
Oh, this is nice. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, Dave. I appreciate the tour.
You.
This is what Made in Riverside is all about. I'm Greg Lee. This is Made in Riverside, and I'm going to be here for quite some time. In fact, is there a job for me just to test this?
Only thing missing is a plasma TV.
Oh, that's what we need right there. Oh, yes.